Love it when a plan comes together. Welcome to the Shooting Bench, the most radical, right-wing, conservative, no-holds-barred, information-packed, freedom-loving firearms information program on talk radio, beginning right now.
Die, fight, and you may die. Run, and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
That's right. Here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. 24th of June, and it's a Monday. Hope you guys had an exciting weekend and had got some things accomplished and were safe and all that stuff. Let me bounce over here to the chat room. Looks like everything, all the numbers are bouncing along here pretty good. So let me check and see. I saw some people asking at 8 o'clock if I was going to come on. Well, I haven't come on at 8 o'clock for a long time. So 9 o'clock is the time. But see the price of gold there. I wish we had some to sell. That would be a great time to sell. Not a good time to buy at over $1,400 an ounce. But that was, you know, I had I wrote down a thing. I think it was 1,200 and something when Trump took office, the election night. I was watching that for a little while to see what was going to change just sheerly because he was elected. So we'll go back and see if I can find that. I'm pretty sure it's 1,200 something. Thank you, Tebow. Appreciate it. Got a lot of interesting things tonight, or a few interesting things tonight, anyway. And I guess, again, I think we talked about it a little bit on, did we talk about it Friday? No. Maybe Wednesday. Anyway, this thing going on up in Oregon has taken some turns. And one thing that we need to clear up here, and I think all of you guys understand this, I'm pretty sure everybody's on board here. That governor, as despicable as she is every bit within her constitutional right to send cops after those senators. Those senators are every bit within their constitutional right to walk out and not vote. So many people on Facebook, so many well-intentioned idiots that think they know everything that about this, say that, you know, these senators need to just do the job they're being paid for and get in there and vote. Just a simple no vote. It's that simple. It is not that simple. All they need is two senators of the 11 that left, and they'll have a quorum, and that bill will pass, and the people of Oregon will suffer greatly. And not just Oregon. You're going to see the price of lumber going up since Oregon is the single biggest producer of lumber in the country. You know, other things that they sell from there, it's all going to go up because a lot of modification and a lot of work's going to have to go into some of these vehicles and different means of shipping and this, that, and the other. And it's not just the cap and trade bill. It's not just the I wasn't such an idiot with words sometimes. The ecological aspect of this. There are other points as well. So anyway, it's going to be a bad, bad deal for not only for Oregonians, but for other, you know, the rest of us. So they're doing exactly what they were paid to do, and they are they're doing what their constituents want. Now all they have to do is stay out of there for one more week. If they stay out of there till the 1st of July, everything's dead. Everything's dead. They'll have to start all over next session. And if they can do this, it's, I think Mountain Shooter's coming to Arizona, Doc. We spoke first. Get him over here. So, yeah, but he does need, wherever he goes, he needs to get out of California. My goodness. And there's some other things going on in California that's not good either. We're going to talk about one of them here in a little bit. Also have a huge announcement for you. It'll be sometime towards the end of the show. So anyway, Will, the other thing that's involved with this, and we talked about it briefly the other day, is the fact that these militias have pledge to go in there and fight for these lawmakers, and they said at any cost. Well, of course, the Senate took that as a threat and closed down the Capitol, but just for Saturday. They'll be back. I'm sure they were back today, as a matter of fact. And but everybody vacated and disappeared and scared of what the militias were going to do. And a lot of the idiot citizens out there believe what the government was saying. Now they're more scared of the militias now than they ever were. And this whole thing is just a complete fiasco. It's unbelievable what's happening here. So, anyway. There was... get rid of this. There. Now, remember, you may or may not remember, it may not have made any difference to you back in 2001 when Kate Brown was a senator and she supported a walkout at the time. She said, and I quote, "Under certain circumstances, it's fair to say we would use all tools available to us and stage a similar boycott." She was the Democratic leader in Oregon in 2001. So, can you say hypocritical? The House at that time had 32 Republicans and 27 Democrats and one independent. The governor at the time was, I never heard of this guy, John Kitzhaber, I guess, I don't know how you say that, who was partway through his second term after being reelected in 1998. So, anyway, the whole details of that doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is she supported a walkout in 2001. But now that the Republicans want to do it, now it's not okay anymore. It's only okay when the Democrats want to do it. It looks like... Tebow's got a bill coming up there in Arizona that's having some, or in Florida, I mean, having some same problems there. Mountain shooter, your ammo laws and some other things are looking bad. We're going to talk about a couple of different things here. I told you about the Ruger, the new revolver. We won't go there. This is interesting, and this is not the first one that's happened. This has been several. The Democratic Party is beginning to crumble. Denzel Washington. You know, I love it when these celebrities get out there, people that seem to make a difference to other people when they make the news like this. Denzel Washington says he's had it with the lies. He's leaving the Democrat Party. Said he's never... stepped outside of his acting at all to engage in politics, but now he has taken a stand. He said in an interview with America's Last Line of Defense, he said that he couldn't handle the constant lies and he's turning his attention to helping Team Trump. This is a very good thing. He said the Democrats are just liars. I mean, I've seen it. They make Facebook pages and write fake stories with sensational headlines to prove conservatives don't research, which is preposterous. The liberals are the one who can't do facts. The fact is, my brothers like R. Kelly and Jesse Smollett, that guy that got in trouble here a while back, are showing the true nature of our society and how out of control it is. I mean, we're letting kids listen to music older people might not like and encouraging them to dress, speak, and act like their opinion matters. What we say goes. Kids, sit down. So that's what's going on in Hollywood right now. There's a little bit more to the story, but it's not relevant. And this story never could quite get it to come up, and I don't know why. Maybe if I need it, I'll find it on my phone or my tablet here in a little bit. Wait a minute. Here it comes. Okay, yeah, remember this one. I don't know how many times we've covered cops shooting at dogs, or shooting dogs, or shooting at dogs, or whatever. Have you seen this latest one, though? Just brand new. An aggressive, quote-unquote, chihuahua was barking at a sheriff, and this cop opened fire on him. Now, I know chihuahuas are pretty feisty, and they're ankle biters. There's no doubt about it. They will. But you know what? A chihuahua weighs 3 pounds. I'm pretty sure. Now, maybe if this was a 65-pound chow or something, maybe it'd have been a little bit different, depending on what the dog was doing. If it's just barking, then so what? Tell the dog shut up. If you don't charge it, then leave him alone. But a chihuahua, really? What a stud you must be to shoot a 3-pound dog because he was barking. I've heard a couple of different times here very recently about people that are upset when we mention bad cops. Well, bad cops need to be mentioned. Now, I just unfriended a guy today, I think, or maybe yesterday, I think it was today, that lumped all the cops together, hates them all. So he's gone, because I don't. We've talked about this over and over and over, but there are getting to be more and more that are that way. But as long as there remains one out there that abides by his or her oath and does what he or she is paid and expected to do, then I will continue to support the law enforcement community. That doesn't change the fact that there are beginning to be more and more bad ones showing up. Now, the other side of that coin, and this is unfortunate, and it may be a result of some of this other stuff going on, but it seems that almost daily, at least 2 or 3 times a week, we're seeing another cop shot or run over or something. See what's going on here. 2 other cops tasered an 87-year-old woman a couple of weeks ago. She was cutting flowers with a knife. Okay, now see there, unless she got up and run toward him with the knife, okay, maybe she didn't understand, drop it. Can you not tell by the look in her eye or her body language? She's cutting flowers, and you tell her to drop it, and she don't. Are you so pathetic and so scared that you can't, maybe take a couple of steps backwards, reevaluate what's going on? You have to taser an 87-year-old woman? That's infuriating to me. I like to say that, I like to kind of give them the benefit of the doubt when I can, say, well, I wasn't there. I don't know exactly what happened. But in a case like this, she's out in the yard, or maybe she was in the house. I don't know what's for, but she was cutting flowers. Did she answer the door with a knife? Did she come running across the living room with the knife? Did she just stand up from her flower bed out in the yard and say, can I help you, or whatever language she speaks? Can these cops not tell that there's something not right here? And just because they don't obey right away, if there's no aggressive movement or action or sound or voice, do you really have to taser or shoot someone? It's getting to be more and more and more. And I'm not surprised, honestly, that more cops are getting shot. I hate it. I wish it wasn't that way. I do not approve of it. Do not condone it in any manner. All I'm saying is it doesn't surprise me. And I don't expect it to get a whole lot better anytime in the near future unless, number one, some of these bad cops quit doing this stuff, and number two, the ones that do it are held accountable. You don't just find a cop not guilty because he says he feared for his life. Can't you look at the facts a little bit? Is there not any way that you can determine through witness testimony, other cops? Now, the bad thing about that is a lot of these other cops stick up for him. Not all of them, but some of them. Body cam footage. I mean, there's got to be some. Sometimes you just have to trust your gut and use a little common sense. But so many of these cops, you know, that the cops that shot that kid in Tucson quite a few years ago had just got out of the military as a Marine. Just got out of the military and was sleeping and working nights. The cops got the wrong house. And he didn't know what was going on. They busted the door, and he's taken up a position in the hallway with his AR and never got a shot off, and they killed him. I forgot how many times they shot him. Shot the hell out of him. Like, I don't remember, 85 times or something stupid like that. But there are many, 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 many stories like that, and 99% of them get off scot-free. And, you know, when a story like that happens, if the cop is held accountable, then it's going to, at some point, it's bound to start decreasing the frequency that this happens. It would appear to me, anyway. But what the hell do I know? One of the things I'm going to start doing here for the next little while that I said I was going to do a while back and never did, is I'm going to start adding a little bit more music and a little bit less talk. So that's going to happen like right now.
I'm music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped away.
We're pretty much always good for a little Boston, right? I think so. I like Boston pretty good. Okay, let's continue to march here a little bit. We'll have another song here in a little. I'm going to try to get in the habit of playing two songs. One about 20 or 25 after, and one about 20 or 15 till or somewhere in there, and do away with some of this other stuff. One thing I'd like to find out, though, and it just dawned on me, I just thought of something that may be important later. And you guys that listen to the podcast here, at any given time, not just right now, Mountain Shooter, anytime, is there any sound quality difference between the 64 and the 32? We've always had two servers, one as a backup to the other one, in case one failed. And it's been pretty rare that one of them has failed. It's been quite a while. And I'm thinking about shutting one of them down. It would make it a little easier to get the show going and everything. And I'm going to see if one sounded any better than the other one. If you're recording, saving these, the 64 obviously takes up a little bit more room, but if there's a sound quality difference, I don't know of any other reason why we need to keep both of these. So, Tebow, why can you only get it on the 32, Tebow? Why is that? Put it in the chat room and let me know, because it's going on both right now. Both of them are turned on. Both of them are streaming as we sprecken. And everybody else is getting it. Why do you only get on the 32? Whatever you're listening on, there's bound to be a button you can push somewhere and listen to the 64 if that's all we had. But that would may have an influence on whether I got rid of one or the other. If there's more than, you know, if there's people out there that can only get it on the 32 for whatever reason, then obviously I'd want to keep the 32. But, you know, the 64, where are you going? Oh, well, you stuffing your hand. I thought you were going somewhere. Okay, well, have a good time. So, anyway, I'm hoping that Tebow is typing a message there. I'm not seeing anything. And I'm not seeing anything from anybody else in there. So this has a lot to do with my announcement at the end of this show today. All right, I'm not getting anything from anybody. All right. I guess I'll just make that decision on my own then. Okay, let's, where are we at? Denzel Washington, shoot the Chihuahua. Here we go. We're talking about the ammo problem in California a while ago, got this new bill out. And the thing is, they're Californians are looking at a mandatory background check on all ammunition sales starting, I think, the 1st of July. It's in, set to go live 1st of July. They'll need to bring either an updated ID, that probably should say current. If you don't need an update, you don't need an updated ID. Passport or birth certificate with them to buy ammo. Now, this seems very retarded to me. Of course, it's like anything else that happens in California. But, okay, Tebow, do you usually get the 64, or is this just a unique thing that's just happening tonight? I'll tell you what happened. I did. I was late getting the 64 started, so you might try again. Okay, Doc's getting them on both feeds. That's good. So I'm not sure why the benefit would be of keeping one over the other is what I'm trying to figure out. If they both sound the same and the 32 takes up less room, the 32 is also cheaper. So that might influence my decision there. So Tebow, I think what happened was I actually didn't get the 64 turned on until that song was playing, until that break. So that's probably why you weren't getting it. Now, I'll tell you, if we dump one of these and just keep one, all that's really going to mean is that if there's a problem with the one, that we won't have any backup. But I don't see that as being a serious problem. Yeah, Doc, I couldn't agree more. If you're serious about shooting, obviously you should reload for a couple of reasons. Three reasons. One of them is economy. I don't care what you're loading, or I don't care where you're buying it in bulk. 99.99% of the time, you can definitely load cheaper than you can buy it. Second thing is, generally, now this is starting to be a little bit less of an issue, but thank you, Doc, for that. This is starting to be a little bit less of an issue with some of this modern ammo, but typically reloads perform much better if you're a good reloader. If you just go up there and stick things together because they go bang, then, you know, maybe not. But if you are skilled and know what you're looking for, and take your time and do your measuring and trimming and all this stuff as you should, you'll find that your performance sometimes, many times better than some of the stuff you buy in the store. Now, federal premium rifle ammo, good ammo. The average guy out there reloading probably can't reload any better than federal premium. But I'll tell you one damn thing, you can sure load it a hell of a lot cheaper. If you can get it even close to that performance, you can probably load it for somewhere between 25 and 40% maybe of federal premium. And if you're a pistol shooter, even some rifle cartridges, but if you're a pistol shooter, and you cast your own bullets or even buy lead bullets in bulk, not gas check, just plain old lead bullets, and load light loads, if you're, you know, the powder and the gun and everything allows you to do that, you can reload them for probably 10% or less of what factory loads would cost you. The third thing is it's a great hobby. It's relaxing, it's fun, it's rewarding, and, you know, if you shoot even marginally, if you're not a big-time shooter, you can still benefit from reloading. You can get a little, what do you call those little RCBS, not the rock chucker, but the next one down, or a little Lee press, and, you know, and spend $150 or less getting stuff together to start reloading. Son, you'll pay for that in, even if you just shoot two or three times a year, you'll pay for it in less than a year. It's worth the effort. It's worth the time. It's worth the money. If you just like to get on Facebook and tell everybody you shoot four or five times a year, then maybe not. But if you actually do, then, you know, even if you just load, 100 rounds a year for hunting, target practice, a little bit of practice, you'll pay for your stuff pretty quick if you get, economy stuff to begin with. The little Lee Challenger press, I think they call it. Those things are cheaper than heck. You get one set of dies for, one for a rifle and one for a handgun or something. There's no reason not to reload. And on mountain shooters, big time, so is Doc, big time reloaders, reloading probably more than I do. I know more than I do right now. I haven't done any reloading for quite a while. But I have lots and lots of stuff out there to reload. I've got good equipment, lots of components, lots of primers. I am set for a little while. So, but these Californians here, the got just over, what is it, right out of week right now. And this could cause quite a few people not to be able to buy ammo. How many people just run around downtown with their birth certificate in their back pocket? Are they going to take a reduced size copy that would fit in your wallet? Or do they have to see the actual document? You got to have all this stuff every time you go on vacation. You finally say, well, let's go out and shoot a little bit. Well, I didn't bring a gun. I got one you can borrow. Just go down and get some ammo. I can't get any ammo because I ain't got my damn birth certificate with me. Well, forget it then. Let's just go down and have a beer and shoot some pool. This is going to cause problems. And there's another another aspect of the another facet of laws like this. Let me read you a letter right now. Yakima Glock has probably already read this letter. Attention to our faithful customers. Are you listening? Pay attention. Through thoughtful consideration, we at Oak Creek Ace Hardware have concluded that as of July 31st, 2019, we will no longer sell firearms at our store. With the new state regulations and the implementation of I-1639 on July 1st, 2019, too much of a burden has been put on us as a firearm dealer where the risk and reward no longer make business sense. We will still carry everything else sporting goods related that we currently do, just not firearms. Thank you for your firearm business over the last 13 years, and we look forward to your continued ammo reloading, hunting, and fishing business. So, you know what this means? You know why this is happening? It means they're getting exactly what they wanted. Thank you, Yakima Glock. I appreciate that. It looks like hardly anybody uses a 64, so that may be an option right there. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. So, Mountain Shooter says Walmart stopped selling ammo. Not here, but maybe in California. So they can't legislate this stuff out of, they can't take the guns away. As more than one legislator said over the last few years, if we can't get the guns, we'll get the ammo. If it gets to be, back in, when was it, 1990, it was either mid-93 or early-94, Chuck Schumer tried to introduce, I've said this before, but tried to get a 10,000% tax on certain pistol ammo. No, that's not a typo. It's not. I'm not speaking with a lisp or a hair lip or anything here. I'm not drunk. I'm not mad. I'm not pulling a joke on you. Look it up. 10,000% tax. 38s, 45s, 9mm, 40 calibers. I don't know if 40 was included then. No, it may not have been. But anyway, several pistol calibers he wanted 10,000% tax on. It didn't pass. But it planted the seed. It's taken 20 years. But they look at it and say, okay, now, you know what we should have done a long time ago? We should have regulated this ammunition out of existence. And that would have a big impact on the amount of guns out there. Or in California's case, they have restricted things so heavily that gun shops are going out of business, saying it's just not worth it anymore. No, Southwest Shooting Authority. I went out for political reasons. I didn't like being under the Fed's thumb anymore. But they're getting what they want, and you know what we're going to do? Nothing. We're just going to say this is, it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. The gun dealers are, I understand and I don't. I can understand an Ace Hardware place not standing up politically as much as I might. I also understand that if it gets to where it costs more to sell guns than you're making out of them, or making off of them, then obviously you can't continue to do that for very long. But someone that is set on operating a successful business and keeping it open can't do the things that I do. You know, if it's me, I just tell them go to hell and just can do whatever I want. Always have. But, it doesn't always work that way. So anyway, let's see. We're about, here's something that's pretty interesting. And I'm going to try to get this one done here. Oh, there's also the text of the National Firearms Act of 2019. This probably won't pass, but again, it's planting that seed. Right now, it will be introduced as H.R. 1263, National Firearms Act of 2019. This is being introduced by a Democrat from Florida, Tebow, Representative Theodore Deutsch, I guess. What's going to happen is I doubt if it'll happen. What they're trying is this new bill would make any semi-automatic rifle that has the capacity to accept a detachable magazine fall under the National Firearms Act. Any. It does go on to explain here it does not include tubular magazines on .22 caliber rimfire ammunition. The term ammunition feeding device means magazine, belt, drum, feed strip, or similar device, but does not include the tubular magazine. So keep an eye on it, and keep people informed about it. I really doubt that it'll pass. But you never know nowadays. This is one of those things that, Trump could show us his love for the Second Amendment, as he claims, and veto it if it happens to pass. Okay. Now then, for the first time in the history of the National Rifle Association's, I don't know what the name of the match is here. Here's what you have to do. It's an 80-shot course fired in four stages. Starts with 20 rounds at 200 yards from standing, 20 rounds sitting or kneeling from 200 yards, 20 rounds from prone position, and the final start at 300 yards is the prone position. And the final stage at 600 yards, another 20 rounds, for a perfect score of 800. For the first time in the history of this course being performed, a soldier from the Army Marksmanship Unit shot a perfect score, put all 10 rounds in the 10 ring, 34 of which were in the X ring. That's pretty freaking impressive, if you ask me. Now, a woman before him shot a score of 798. That score has been standing for quite a while. But she was a Marine, and this guy's Army. Service rifles in the match are limited to M16s, M14s, and M1 Grands with a maximum of 4.5 power scope. So, color me impressed. That's good shooting right there. Dang good. So, the AZ Bound just made it. Brother, you're a little late dropping in. It looks like he just dropped out again. I don't know what's happening to him. Maybe he's having internet problems. Okay, here is... there's a big warning. We'll talk about this. Talk about this next time. So, now then, the big announcement. As it stands right now, I'm looking at July 31st being the last live show of the Shooting Bench or Liberty Lounge. For 4.5 years, I have footed 100% of the bill to do this. My hosts were supposed to pitch in $5 a month back in the beginning. Nobody has done that except Chuck from the start. I'm paying for the podcast. DeTinker's paying for the website. He's been footing that side of it all on his own. We've had a donation thing up there in the corner the whole time since the beginning. And I checked just before the show today, or tonight, and I have received 5 donations in 1 year to keep this show running. When we first started doing this, the idea was we were not going to have any paid advertising, so that access to the music wouldn't be restricted, and we didn't have to listen to advertisements. And everybody agreed that donations would be the best. Now, I understand, don't get me wrong. I know how tight it is for everybody. It's tight for me. And we've just paid for this over and over and over and over for 4.5 years, and it's beginning to add up. When I'm restricted to, you know, certain times that I have to be here, and I'm at the mercy of the clock when I've got to do this, if I do podcasts, I can do them whenever I want to and post them whenever I want to. I can post podcasts up there and make them, you know, 49 cents or 99 cents or whatever, and see if that will cover it. Now, I hadn't thought about it before until I sat down here tonight that I might just dump one of the servers. But I don't know. This has been eating at me for quite a while, that I'm doing this for entertainment purposes. And it's probably too late now to try to get paid advertisement because it's already lost its appeal live. So I don't know if it would, if anybody would be, even be remotely interested in doing that anymore. So, since I thought about getting rid of one of those servers, that might help. But as it stands right now, the only reason I'm running going until the 31st of July is because I have had three of those five donations over the last year have been in the last couple of months. So I feel obligated to run another month, 5 weeks here, so that those people that have just now, and I appreciate you, you know who you are. It's not like we have a hard time figuring it out. But if I run up to the end of July, then I feel like I will have fulfilled my obligation to the people that have donated recently. So that's the big announcement, and I'll think about the server thing. I may change that. But I'm going to talk to the hosts, and if the podcasts actually are substantially more popular, Doc. We get, I get several hundred hits on the podcast in just a week or so's time. And here we sat with, five people, five, six, four, seven on the live show. Because the only thing it's, I can't say it's not, I shouldn't say that because it's not just the chat room. I don't mean that at all. Because there are some people that stream this. There are other ways to do it live. But we get a lot of hits on the podcast. It is by far, far and away the most, the most listened to of everything else. So if we went with paid advertising, I don't know if we could get any advertisers now because of the amount of hits, the way it's gone down. So I don't even know if that would be an alternative anymore. But we'll see. I'm going to talk to the host if they want to continue doing their show. I've been footing all of the host shows now for free for however long, 4.5 years. So if they'll pitch in to help with their own shows, that would probably do it. It would help a whole lot anyway. So, okay, well, that was the big news. I've been pondering on this for, I actually mentioned it about 3 months ago, and nothing happened. I mentioned it again a month later, nothing happened. And, Doc, I consider you a part-time host. I'm not pounding on you. I'm looking at the full-time shows, man. But anyway, that's and I've donated my time for 4.5 years here. So before that, back all the way from when 2005, 2006, we were doing pretty good because we were on AM radio and getting advertisers were paying. Not only was I paying for the radio station that was hosting me, but I was also making a little bit of money. And then we went to, Doc, what's his name? I forgot what his name was with the Watchman. We made a little bit off of that. It covered, and back then, we were running the store and everything and selling classes and stuff. And once in a while, we still sell a class, and stuff through here, so that helps. And then when Bobby was there, when we were with Just Measures, we did, Bobby was real good about, the few advertisements that we made, he was good about sharing that with the host. So that came out good. When I took it over 4.5 years ago and said there wouldn't be any paid advertisements, and everybody agreed that that would be a good thing, and then that was the end of it. It was done. So Yeah, I take PayPal, Doc. Look right up at the top right-hand corner of the chat room. There's been a donate button there for 4.5 years. Maybe you may be listening by phone. Maybe you can't see that. But, yeah, that... And I think if you click on that, I believe there's two different things. One of them is for Detinker, for the chat room and the... I don't even know if the chat room costs anything, but he pays for the website and everything that this all goes on. And he donates a hell of a lot of time. Does, you know, keeps everything running. And without Detinker, we wouldn't even be doing anything because there's no way I have the time to do what Detinker does. And I appreciate him very, very much. So, but I think there's two options when you click on that to do one or the other or both or whatever. Tebow, it was cool back then in the AM days. That was a lot of fun. Of course, we were only doing it once a week then. Started out at 30 minutes, then an hour, then to 2 hours. And eventually it went to 5 days after we left AM and went to the podcast. But it was a hell of a lot of fun. We did, most of you don't know, Tebow was there. We did a show for, I don't know, several months, maybe a year, out of a diner in Farmington. That was so much fun. That was when I was with the AM station. It was a blast. We'd go down there and set up the DJ would go down there and set his equipment up. It was a real portable little deal, worked out real well. Easy to set up. You know, it took them, you know, less than 10 minutes to get everything set up and 5 minutes to break it down and haul it out of there. And we would do the show while we were talking to people in the diner. You know, they'd come up and talk to us, and they'd be on the air, and you could hear the dishes clanking in the background and the doorbell ringing and all that stuff. It was just a hell of a lot of fun. People really enjoyed that. And then I don't remember what happened. It had something to do with one of the guys that worked there. It's through no fault of mine, and I don't think it was any fault of the radios, the radio station. But at any rate, it was for whatever reason we were forced to stop that. But it was a hell of a lot of fun. Doc, I don't know. When I get done with the show tonight, I will. Well, I can't. Detinker will have to go in there and check that out because he's in charge of the website, so I can't do anything to it. Let me check here while I'm just about quitting time here. So, okay, now I see there's one for SWSA, one for the web domain host, okay, and donate. Or SWSA. Sorry, your last action, if you were making a purchase or sending money, we recommend that you check both your PayPal account and your email for a transaction confirmation after 30 minutes. If you came to this page from another website, please return to that site. Don't use your browser's back button and restart your activity. If you came from PayPal's website, check the PayPal. Okay, I don't know. I think the Tinker's going to have to do that. I don't know. I'll check mine. I know my PayPal is working because somebody just recently. But, yeah, Tebow, those burritos were freaking awesome. Free beer and dancing girls. You know, I hadn't thought about that, Doc, but that just might work. That just might work. Couldn't hurt, I can tell you that for damn sure. Okay, if you want to use PayPal, use the... I'll put this in the chat room. TheShootingBench@live.com. That's all you have to. Now, and people, I've said this before. You do not have to have a PayPal account to use PayPal. If you have a credit card or a bank, well, you can't do a bank account without an account. But if you've got a debit card or a credit card, that's all you need. You do not have to have a PayPal account. If you go to the shooting, go to PayPal and use the shootingbench@live.com, that will get you in there. So, anyway, we're right up to our end of our time here. And I'm going to get on out of here. Everything else is going to run as normal. We'll see if Amy has just about given up also. I think that starting this coming Monday and probably for the rest of the 5 weeks, it could be, Doc. It might be part of the reason, but there's been three, that whatever it is must have just started, because there's been three people that have donated through PayPal in the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and they didn't have any trouble. So I'm guessing it might be something. It may just be a glitch that's happening right now, temporary, or maybe it's something that Tinker needs to look at. I don't know. But anyway, I've put that email address on here, you know, more than once too. So anyway, I don't mean to sound like I'm whining. I'm just getting tired of it. But we'll see what happens. Amy was going to come on and try to get back in the groove next Monday, and was kind of waiting to see what I said and what I decided, you know, tonight. So we'll see. We'll see how all this works out. So, okay, now I'm been running my mouth here. I didn't play my other song I was going to run. So I'm going to put this up there, and we'll see you guys Wednesday night. And thank you very much for being with me again, as always.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me. No explanation, no reconciliation.